you will hear a radio talk about the effects of the weather and seasons on how we feel and behave.
Do you ever feel that the weather affects your mood and feelings, and even your behaviour? I know I usually feel happier when the sun is out, and I can feel miserable when the skies are grey. So I decided to find out a little bit more about how the weather can affect us. Like me, many people suffer from low mood during the winter months. But for some people, it's a little more serious, and they have quite serious symptoms of depression, including sleep problems and lack of energy. This is known as seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short, and it affects people living in places with short days, such as Scandinavia or Canada, where there is not much daylight during the winter. Although there are many ideas about what causes SAD, some believe that it could be to do with a chemical produced in the brain, which is affected by sunlight. You might not think that the season in which you were born can influence you when you grow up, but a study found that it can affect things like your temperament and mood. This study found that winter babies are less likely to be bad-tempered as adults, and autumn babies show fewer signs of depression when they grow up. Now, I was born in May, and the same study shows that people who were born at that time of year and in summer are more likely to have very positive feelings than those born at other times of year. So, what about hurricanes, floods, and other extreme weather events? Well, scientists believe that worry about extreme weather conditions can cause stress and mental health issues. Those who suffer most include people who depend on the natural environment, for example, farmers and fishermen, and those who live in areas which frequently suffer such events, such as people living near a river. However, the effects of extreme weather are not necessarily always negative. Often, after a weather disaster, people feel less selfish and experience kind and generous feelings towards people within and outside their community. We could see this when a severe hurricane hit New Orleans in the southern United States in 2005. More than a million volunteers came to the city to help clear up and rebuild homes, and thousands of people offered their homes to strangers who had lost everything. For many people, higher temperatures produce positive and happy feelings. But research also shows that there may be a link between high temperatures and higher levels of crime. Studies in Chicago found that antisocial behaviour increases in late spring, when temperatures start to rise. However, this could be because during the summer, days are longer, and people stay outside in the streets, where there are more opportunities for crime. In fact, another study found that when temperatures rise above a certain level, there are fewer crimes, because people generally stay inside to keep cool. It seems clear that weather and seasons can affect us. So what can we do if we feel...